This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right, all right, all right. We'll talk a little Heat and a little Canes in this segment. You doing anything on the Heat beat the last couple days?
Yeah, I've been out there since the series shifted back from Denver, and I had a story on really all the athletes here in South Florida, the big stars, and what they had to say about Messi coming to town. So that came out in The Athletic yesterday afternoon. I asked Bam Adebayo about his soccer fandom. The Miami Heat. Oh, I don't know if you knew this, but they're as connected as anybody, I think, in on this side of the pond, to use the soccer term, with soccer players in general.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Yes.
You had Neymar, you had Pogba at Game 3. Now you got Messi coming to town, but they've had European soccer stars at Heat games on the regular for years now. And last year, Bam got to go to Chelsea and do a tour of the entire facility. He was trading jerseys with players, and actually right after Game 3, it was Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslam who got the first Inter Miami Messi jerseys.
Oh, nice!
So, nice. A nice little sub story to that. So you can read the article at The Athletic. It's got some voices in there. What the Dolphins had to say about it. What the Heat had to say about it. The Marlins have been doing to welcome the biggest soccer star in the world to South Florida.
So I would imagine you guys are about to hire an Inter Miami writer, right?
I would imagine Messi would have somebody on the beat. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, my boy Franco Panizo, who's in town, does an excellent job. That's a dude that.
That's a dude to get on there.
Rojas, tell Rojas to. Rojas is the dude, right? Still the dude.
Well, we've had quite a bit of shifting around. He's okay. Not officially the Miami guy anymore.
He's like he's national now, right?
He's in charge of the columnists. He's one of the editors for all the columnists nationwide here in the U.S.
Él es el que más mea is what you're saying now. Okay, all right.
Correct. He's not just the Miami guy anymore. He's got the national.
Hire my guy Panizo, bro. Panizo is awesome. He does an excellent job, dude. Really, would be a good hire for you guys.
So I will definitely pass along the recommendation, bro.
How crazy is that shit with Messi here, bro? I mean, they just added three million. They just added 3 million followers to their Instagram. They have more Twitter followers now than every pro team in the country now.
Well, I wrote in my article yesterday that because Tua is the first guy I quoted in that article. And, you know, this is the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. They said he's only 486 million followers behind Messi.
Right.
Only 486, so.
Right. Isn't that nuts, dude?
It really is. It really is.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Must win tonight, bro. Win tonight. Kind of like the Panthers last night. Like, they had no choice. They have to win the next two games. So, they've got to win again on Saturday. But for the Heat, you can't go down 3-1 here. No shot, dude.
No, but listen, these guys have been underdogs, right? The whole playoffs, both teams. And I think, this is the kind of game where you're at home. You got to rally the troops. You got to be loud. You know, Miami has to be really loud tonight. I felt they were in control of that game in the first half. They were up, 37-33, and then Jamal Murray hit that three-pointer. And it kind of sucked a little bit of the air out of the building. They kind of just have to capitalize. I thought the Nuggets weren't playing very well the first half. You got to build the lead. You got to put some distance between you and that team. And unfortunately, they went down 5 at the half, and then the Nuggets just sort of steamrolled them with bully ball. So I think in this game, it's going to be important for them to get an early lead, have a little bit of a lead to play with instead of always having to play from behind against these guys.
I've been saying that, obviously Jimmy is not himself, okay?
No.
How do you win this series without Jimmy buckets?
A lot of three-point shooting, the same way you won game two. I mean, they hit 17 three-pointers in that game and shot over 50% from three in that game. That's what this team has done in the playoffs. They've shot the hell out of the three, and they didn't have their shooters the other night. You know, Strus and Duncan and all of those guys were missing shots. Those guys need to get hot. If they don't, they really have no shot in the series. I think it's as simple as that.
I mean, wow, dude. And it's really a matter of all role players stepping up in a big-time way. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. It has to be a way, and I give Jimmy a lot of credit that he is doing his best to be a facilitator and a creator for them. But you also wonder how much do they stop laying off them a little bit to make sure the shooters don't take off, because Jimmy is not as dangerous as he normally is.
Right. Well, if he was getting to the foul line and creating problems for Denver, which he hasn't been doing enough of in this series, then you could counteract that. But I think right now, until he becomes that guy again who's hurting you in the paint, drawing fouls, they can just play Miami the way they played him in game three, which is get out on those shooters and get those guys uncomfortable. And you and I talked about this on Tuesday. He's just not the same guy. Ever since he hurt his foot against the Knicks, he just hasn't been the same guy. So
sucks,
I think I think unfortunately it's just part of what happens in the playoffs. And you know, Damian Lillard would certainly have helped if he was on this team. That's for sure.
Don't worry about it. The way I've thought about it is the Heat, like, well, wait a minute. We made it to the Eastern Conference, almost to the finals last year without this guy. This year, we've made this run without this guy. There's no hurry to bring this guy back. Plus, everybody's playing well. Who we're going to knock time off of? Let's get Tyler healthy so we can trade him in the offseason. Duncan has improved his value now.
Yep,
I think a lot of teams will be interested in Duncan now. So Tyler Duncan in a first rounder could bring you a little Dame Lillard action.
I agree with you. I think Miami's in a much better position because of what Duncan has done in this playoff run, because of the season Tyler had, right, coming off. He kind of struggled his sophomore year. This year he had a good year before he got hurt. So I think there's certainly enough pieces where I think you could get the Trailblazers to entertain it, to bring Lillard here.
Yeah, there's not going to be a ton of teams lined up to give you a whole bunch for a guy that has a year or two left. So the window is really small. So your team has to be on the brink of a title in order for you to trade for him. So that's only going to – and he's not going to go to a lot of places. That's the other thing.
He's not going to agree to a trade unless it's to a place he wants to be. So
exactly. And I think that – see, the way I've thought about it is you trade Tyler and Duncan in a first rounder for Dane, and then in the trading deadline next year – now you've only got 2 months left that you have to carry Lowry's salary. All of a sudden, an expiring contract becomes sexy to somebody out there. And somebody may trade a disgruntled star that still has 2 years left on their deal. And Miami says, hey, let's add him. And that makes us that much better. And boom, you move on. And remember, Oladipo can be used as a sweetener too, because that's another expiring deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think... look, they've got good pieces, and I think now there's been enough proof. This second run to the finals, outside of what they did to the bubble, there's enough proof to a lot of these superstars that, hey, you can come play with Jimmy and a guy like Bam who sacrifices his body and is going to set screens and play defense, all the things that you don't want to do. He will do that, and that'll allow you to come in and win a championship with Jimmy as a sidekick. So I think there's a lot of guys interested in that role now.
Oh, by the way, anything going on with the Canes?
Big recruiting weekend. Huge recruiting weekend. A whole lot of five-star kids are here. Some of them have already been on campus. Colin Simmons, David Stone Jr., two of the best edge rushers in the country, top 10 overall players in the class. I think six of the top 35 players in the country are here this weekend. So big weekend for Mario Cristobal to try and impress upon these guys that, hey, we've got some really talented young pieces. Come join this. Be a part of a change in Miami. We'll see what kind of a salesman he is. I think it's always easier in year one than it is in year two, because in year one, nobody's seen any results, right? You got the promise of what's going to happen. Now, when you come off a 5-7 season, you change coordinators. I think it's a little bit more of a difficult sell. But listen, he was brought here to recruit. He was brought here to upgrade the talent. He's getting a lot of money to do it, And it's his job to win these guys over and to bring some really talented guys here. He did it at Oregon, brought in Kayvon Thibodeau his second year, his second full recruiting cycle, got Penei Sewell his first recruiting cycle. You kind of see a similar situation, right, with Miami. They got Francis Maui-Goa, who was a five-star number one offensive tackle, similar to Penei Sewell. This year you hope that he gets the Kayvon Thibodeau in this class. So we will see if he can, how quickly he can build this.
Give me a Javon Holland also.
Yeah, they definitely need some guys in the secondary. And I think the good thing for them is, you know, Cam Kitchens, hometown kid, right? Three-star, four-star recruit coming out of Miami Northwestern, not an All-American like everybody else. And he's come here and become an All-American, one of the best players in college football. And that's a feather in Mario's cap. He can say, look, this guy thrived last year under the same secondary coach who's still here in Jameel Adai. So I think that they'll be able to sell that to some kids and convince some talented players to come to Miami and play in the secondary.
What else are you working on over at the Athletics so folks can check you out, my friend?
Yeah, well, I did a whole roundup of position by position for the Canes this week on recruiting in terms of all the guys that will be coming in here in June, guys that are targets, guys that are commitments. So if you want an overview of the entire recruiting picture for the 24 class, there's an article there to check out. I mentioned the Messi story that I wrote. I also did a mailbag. I answered a bunch of questions. I know I've got some UCF fans. UCF had a huge recruiting weekend, the most amount of blue chip kids they've ever had on campus a weekend ago when I was actually up there in Orlando with my family on vacation. And, you know, they're going into the Big 12. They're trying to make a name for themselves up there and start improving the type of talent they bring in through the door. So there's a whole mailbag of questions answered there. So there's a lot to read on the website. And of course, some great recruiting rewinds where we talk about the biggest busts in UM history and the best recruits that they've ever had. So there's plenty of reading material over at The Athletic.
Love it. All right. Yeah, bus. Kyle Wright's in there, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Kyle Wright, Magic, Willie Williams.
Magic Benton, is he in there?
There's a lot of them, though. There's a wide variety of selection you can go with, but Kyle is on my list.
Zev Luffman, Buffman, what was the name of that big ass lineman that was a bust?
They've had so many.
You remember who I'm talking about? Right? Zev something. It was a big ass lineman that was a waste.
He didn't get on my radar. But there's a wide selection.
Yes.
At Miami.
Yes.
Especially the last 20 years. Last 20 years, you could do a whole list.
Ooh, we got tons and tons. I'm with you there. Willie Williams. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Your favorite and mine. Yeah. Protect your car stereo. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro and catch his work there at The Athletic. Better yet, subscribe. Manny, have a great weekend, my friend. Enjoy the basketball. We'll see you later.
All right, brother. Talk soon.
You got it. There you go. Manny Navarro, Caneswear. Folks, you can get rats there. If you need some rats to go to the game tomorrow night, Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. One rat for five, three for 10. There you go. And online, you can only get one for five online. The three for 10, you got to go in store to check it out. Now, you can go online and check out anything and everything with the Canes logo on it pretty much. Go to caneswear.com, and when you order over $99, you will get free shipping. Life is beautiful, man. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. It is caneswear.com.